Blog Talk Radio.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeat.com.
Make your purchase now.
Call in and let us know why you the shit, man.
As always, you going to talk or what, fam? You need me to talk for you?
Hey, listen, man.
I tell you why I think
you
the shit.
Hey.
I think you the shit because this motherfucker here on the line, y'all.
Hey, listen,
this
I motherfucker here with y'all ain't going on, man.
All right, man, we appreciate the support, too, fam. Appreciate that support.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, hey, like us, follow us, man. We got website, too, going on, man. Magazine coming this summer called Ohio's Finest. It's going to be all about us, bro. It's going to be all about us. The models going to be the women you see. The cars going to be the cars you see flying down the street, man, the local artists and everything. You know what I'm saying?
That.
This was built for y'all. Yup, this was built for y'all, bro.
Keep your ears tuned in to the rest of the show, though. You gonna get a laugh out of this one. It's finna go down. All right, baby boy, I'm gonna hit you up one time.
All right.
So what we gonna do is we gonna send a shout out to the OFB to let everybody know that we broadcasting live right now, man. This your boy, radio personality, Gem City player, DVH, hustler for life, on air Ohio's Finest, jumping.
And this your boy, Drew Deezy, representing them streets of the T. Only one of the realest niggas to come up out of this motherfucking kid. You heard me?
So what we gonna do is try to understand why everybody the shit. We need to know, bro. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I think a lot of people think they the shit because, you know, like I said, man, they cars on point, bro. They game dapper, they floss, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing.
You feel me?
The ladies fly, you know what I'm saying? They putting it together. It's tax season, so we going to see the real woman that some of you women want to be because you're going to have the money to do what you're trying to do. And we want to see why you the shit. We want to know. We want you to call in, fill us in.
Let us know.
So we can pay attention on what makes you the shit, man.
Unless y'all don't think y'all the shit. Some of y'all might feel like y'all ain't the shit. Everybody scared to go to that phone, though. I know that.
Right.
We on there, you feel me? I tell you why I'm the shit, bro.
Why you the shit, Drew Dizzy?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and put in a little flow. I'm going to bust a little flow for him, you feel me?
Get to him, bro. I'm
going to give him a hot 2 bars, you feel me? Something real quick. Now, this is why I think I'm the shit, you feel me? I don't think I'm the shit because I'm riding these shiny-ass cars and nigga. I always see me. I got a swagger to me, though, but I think I'm the shit because I got food stamps. I'm the shit because I shine like a lamp.
Ooh, check out the video.
I'm the shit because I leave your bitch damp. Mm-hmm. I'm the shit because you know I'm from the vamp.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me.
And that's how it goes down. Check out the video on the FB, man. GD.
All day.
Right?
All day.
More videos coming soon. Going to be posted on Ohio's Finest, man. The boy, Drew Deezy, street comedian from Troy, Ohio. He going to have it jumping, man. You're going to catch nonstop. Exclusive video content of the man with the master plan. If you like Kevin Hart, you're going to love Drew Deezy because he blow him out the water, bro. You put him in a situation, man, he's going to show you where the humor is, man. And that's what we all about here at NA Court. We promoting everybody and anybody. We're not against nobody.
All day, every day.
Yeah,
the biggest thing that happened in my life, y'all might think this shit funny. These motherfucking white people out here, man, they done gave a nigga some food stamps, nigga. I thought it was all about the baby mamas getting food stamps to all the women. You heard what I'm saying? I ain't think niggas had a chance to shine out in this motherfucker, get some damn food stamps. Nigga, go on and give me that. I love food stamps. I love free food. I love bashing. I love income tax time. Even though all my baby mamas run, they tell lies and shit like that. When it comes time to break a nigga off, that has supported your children the whole damn year. You heard what I'm saying?
Right.
But God still got his hand out on me. Point blank.
Got to keep it that way, man. So what makes y'all the shit, man? What makes you the shit? I'm talking to you, the listener. You're sitting there, you're trying to figure out what it is you should do, what you should be doing, thinking about what you ain't doing, when you should be calling in at this number, letting us know why you the shit, man.
Why are y'all the shit?
646-787-8015, man. Kicking the words live, bro. That's what we do, man. Now, we all know it's Black History Month. Right, it's time to learn about the African man and the African woman, right? Because my eyes was open the other day, and when the guy said that we weren't African American, man, we got an ethnicity of all our own, man, and we never even think about that because we used to say African American. So you'll notice on my post from here on out, I say African men, African women. We're going to represent our heritage like we supposed to, bro.
Every day. But, even though I can't represent but half of that shit.
You want
to
light-skinned.
They want to label me as a little mixed breed nigga.
Yeah, you want them light-skinned.
But I'm one of the trillest niggas, though.
Pretty wicked what they call them.
You heard me?
But
Goldie.
Check it out on TV. All radio stations and television stations should be playing the same, but I know BET going to bless you with some of that black entertainment. We're going to talk about a couple people real quick, you know. There was trendsetters and pioneers in this little struggle where we represent this month. Now, we could talk about the normal people. We talk about Dr. Martin Luther King, Brother Malcolm X. You know, we could recap on the situation with Emmett Till. But we're going to talk about other people, man, like Thurgood Marshall.
Don't forget my nigga Kunta Kinte,
man,
nigga.
Kunta Kinte put in the struggle.
That nigga
man.
Was the shit. Let him have a damn skit.
This is a month for us to celebrate being who we are, bro. And, you know, I want everybody to have fun. I want you to take time out with your family, even if it's one time, man. Even if you don't sit there with them, bro. Hey, your kids sit down and watch something.
Something
dealing with black kids. Even if you're going to cut on the Cosbys, bro.
I was just about to say, you know Bill Cosby's
good times, man.
Mike Tyson is the shit.
Let's keep it going. It's just still on TV because people still watch it, bro. You feel me? If people didn't watch it, it wouldn't be on TV. So I would like it and I would appreciate it, man. Show some support. Check it out. Get some of them TV stations some ratings, man, so they can continue the show. They don't show a lot of black history movies because when they do show them, the ratings for the television stations be low. But when they show some shit about some drama or how to be sneaky or deceitful, then goddamn, you know what I'm saying? It's off the charts, bro. We need to show that, hey, man, we worth more than that. I mean, you know, it sound like we preaching to y'all, but we just trying to get the word out there, bro.
And why you think you the damn shit.
Right, why you think you the shit. Call in, let us know why you think you the madness, man. Why you think you the coldest, can't none of these females touch you. Why you think you the hottest nigga out here, man, can't none of these dudes fuck with you.
Yeah, I heard
it might be your bankroll. It might be your out-of-control swag, the way everybody flock to you, your personality. It might even be you like an Instagram king, right? Yeah. Anything to get noticed, that's what you're about. So what we're saying is call in, further get noticed. That's one of the exclusive in Ohio to call in on the radio station. You heard it. One and only, Ohio's Finest, and tell us why you the shit. So while y'all doing that, we're going to kick to a break and let you listen to a little bit of this good music while we sit right here.
Wait on y'all do callers.
Right, we're going to go to a commercial, man. Check it out. Is it your talk?
Uh-huh.
Is it the way you dress, man? You know what I'm saying? You're an all-around type of cat and an all-American when it comes to this social media, social communication, what have you. Call in, let us know.
Let us know, man.
Radio Personality, N.A., DVH, representing Jeff City. Drew Deasy, street comedian coming all the way from Troy, Ohio, in the building tonight, live with you, nigga. We need you to call in and tell us why you are the shit.
Why are you the shit, damn it?
Mm-hmm. Now,
are you the shit because you take a shit?
Check big though, bro.
Are you the shit because you don't take shit?
Bruh, I'm
confused.
I've been going through the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through the book today, just checking posts, you know what I'm saying, seeing what people are putting up. And, bruh, I seen a lot of people who don't never pop up or always pop up on some dumb shit with posts.
Right.
Got the big sandwiches of money.
Money.
I'm going to go get this. I'm going to get
y'all
that.
Y'all put food on the motherfucker. Everybody's eating good.
Yeah, right. But see, this is what it is, man.
I mean.
They don't know how to get it year round, man. But, I mean, a lot of people right now, from what I've seen, are feeling that they the shit out here.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? My main concern is, are you too busy spending that money right now? That you know what I'm saying? You ain't calling in and telling us why you the shit.
It's tax season.
We want to know why you the shit.
These niggas is out spending that money so they can be the shit.
Spending all.
But they only going to be the shit for 1 month.
1 month.
1 month. Okay. Everybody motherfucking evicted.
Now some know how to hold on to it for about two.
2 months.
Two.
At the most tops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas done disregarded their food stamps and everything because somebody done gave them an income tax check. Now they ain't doing their job searches. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? Because they feel like they the shit now.
Right. Now, I want to recap, man, on the show you did the other night. On that, the bottom line is this, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful show.
Yes, it was.
And I do appreciate the support and the, I can't say audacity, because when you hear that word audacity, you automatically think in the form of, like, nerve or courageousness, but in a negative aspect. So I'm going to try to find another word best suited for this right here. I mean, the callers that called in, they show gall. They show heart. Acceptance of who they was to call in and deliver some truth, some knowledge.
Right.
Some information that you can easily go look and investigate. And that's some of the best knowledge that you can get when it's available for you to be able to investigate and seek out if what you was just told is the truth. Right? And a lot of people don't like me because I'm that way. Nigga, I'm not going to move until I know everything is a fact. See, it's hard to plan out a situation or control a situation or squash a situation before it even get big if shit is some bullshit, if it's some fakery in there. We can't deal with the fuckery.
Or some fuckery.
Right. So if everything is a fact and I can investigate and know it to be a fact, then if I got to beat your ass, I'm beat your ass. If I got to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you. Right?
Okay.
And that's what a lot of people need to start doing out here, bro. You need to start stopping, thinking, before you get yourself in some shit, man.
And you need to listen, damn it.
Right.
That's what's wrong with niggas. Niggas don't listen.
Right.
We
nah,
always
you know
got all the answers.
Nah, you know what?
Ready.
The problem is niggas do listen.
White people fucking listen.
They listen. They just don't understand what they listening to. That's
exactly.
What I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Or
they
got
listen.
A different view.
Yeah, they
on
got a
it.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's very easy to form an opinion that suits
no
a lazy nature. You know what I'm saying? If we say, man, we got to work together. The first thing come out of a person's mouth when they hear we got to work together is, shit, why I got to help them?
Right.
But the person who willing to jump out and help you ain't even thinking, damn, why I got to help him? They like, man, I need to get out here so I can help.
Right.
Helping them will help me.
I'm going
to say that shit again. Helping them will help me. Right? Helping them will help me. If you spend more money with the black people in your community, I'm talking specifically to the black community right now. If you spend more money with the black business owners in your community and your surrounding communities, don't you think that they would offer a hand of support if needed? If your case turned around on you and you needed something or you needed it or you needed a shoulder to lean on?
True.
And some advice? You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a picture posted up on the book earlier of an old woman in slavery times. You know what I'm saying? A couple people laughed at it like, damn, she old, this and that. But I actually came into like a little passionate setting. I was like, damn, I wish I could have been back then, because that's when the black women was black women and they really loved their man unconditionally.
And money wasn't
kids.
Shit.
Right.
Money wasn't about money. It was
right.
About
it
being
was,
free, damn
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It was daddy take care of the family. You know what I'm saying? Mama take care of the family when daddy out getting preparing that food and getting that money brought in. Right now, it's a whole bunch of crazy shit. You feel me? But what we want to know is, see, that's what made them the shit. What make you the
shit?
What
make you the shit?
Right.
We right back on the topic of what the hell makes you the shit.
You feel that can't nobody compare to you? To you and your swag? Call in and let us know, man. I mean, damn. Are you tired of telling people the same thing over and over and over? Well, let's make that shit official. Make it official to the world so they can hear why you the shit, man. Is your game tight or maybe your style?
I'm going to tell you why I think I'm the shit again, Jeff.
What's up, man?
Hey, I think I'm the shit because, you know, I can talk to any public official, any judge, any motherfucking lawyer, any doctor, anybody on a higher class, just like they expected to be talked to. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can switch it up like that, then I can go straight back into the motherfucking hood and talk like a straight hood nigga, which
right.
I am. You feel me?
It's all based on the purposes of communication.
I just blend it in there together. I mean, if
right.
you're going to make it in this life, you better have many different motherfucking styles and swags. Because
you're stuck.
You're going to be in one era, nigga. If you plan on being just a hood nigga
right.
to the end,
hey, you know
you
what,
ain't
going
to get to that next level.
Feel this. Make it easy for them niggas to understand what you're trying to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody wearing white tees and blue jeans and white Air Force Ones right now, and you kept doing that, and slowly but surely everybody changed out of them, you'd be the only motherfucker left with some blue jeans, a white tee,
and
some white
ones.
Then you're going to look around at all the new colors and try to figure out which one everybody wearing the most are talking about, and that's what you're going to put on your feet. That's when you know you lost. When you go to the store and you say, damn, these jeans look good. Everybody ain't wearing them, but I think they look good, and you buy them and rock them, you the shit.
I can see that.
Because then I can see your individualism. I can see that you. You don't follow the fad. You think for your motherfucking self. It's that simple, man. It's that simple.
That is.
See, that's what makes me the shit in one way. What makes you the shit?
What
we
makes
need
you
know.
The shit? Y'all got 8-9 minutes left. Y'all
right.
still got time to press them buttons and call on in.
And see what it do.
It's this easy. You feel what I'm saying? What makes Suge Knight the shit? Because
this
he can
nigga.
Smoke a motherfucking blunt on his way into turning his damn self in.
Right.
And cough and choke on the motherfucker with no sweat.
Because
he know he got money, he ran them motherfuckers over, but
right.
he still feel like he the shit.
He
can't nobody fuck with him.
Bro, he got too much money to be going to jail for drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Trey Songz can be the fucking shit because he can go fuck 2 niggas and then 32 bitches.
Right.
And he feel like he feel this shit, along with Drake beside his punk ass. You know what
right.
I'm saying? These gay-ass motherfucking singers and rappers out here is the shit in everybody's eyes, but they also shitting out shit from getting fucked in their ass also. Let's not
you
forget.
Know what make it so good, man, is I don't even know who the fuck them niggas is. Like, I know who they are, but, nigga, I don't buy your shit. I don't listen to your shit or nothing, man. I quit listening to rap at the E-40, bro.
Nah, you stopped listening to rap after Drew D's.
Yeah.
You heard?
But, man, what's going on with the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? Now, I've heard so much shit about this Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and you know I get all the fights, nigga, right? So, I jump on Yahoo the other morning, and he got Mayweather face on there, and he said, man, he don't know what nobody talking about.
I ain't got no fight.
Now, I believe him only on the pretenses of this. He a businessman. He a boxer, but he done became quite the businessman. You know what I'm saying?
Game
pro. Right. So he know that that would be one of the biggest fights in history of the era of him boxing. He wouldn't prolong it because he can build so many millions and multiples of millions throughout a month or two or three
right.
in advance with the cameras just following him. But
right.
he got coverage up until the fight. People going
to
follow him.
He don't need to fight.
So I'm going to tell you that it ain't no fight. You know what I'm saying? I got a little inside source that tell me he going to fight somebody, though. He going to fight some. Whoever he fight, I'm buying the ticket. You can believe that.
Oh, dang.
You know?
That's my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Undefeated. He to me, he the shit.
Yeah,
you know
daddy,
I mean?
Daddy,
he
was
shit.
Great defensive boxer.
He back it up. I love
right.
T.I. too.
Yeah.
T.I. want to talk that mess, he let him know.
But
I'm
we ain't
going to
win, but nigga, let's not. But you know what, though? We going to keep that shit real.
Shit.
We going to keep that shit real. T.I. know, and I don't know this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? But He,
you know,
ain't, he ain't going to see Mayweather. And I'm going to tell you why, because T.I. living under money. He came in off of fighting the street shit and all that. Nigga,
right.
He ain't doing that shit today. He might hang with some niggas who act phony crump because they with T.I., T.I.P. But, nigga, he ain't out there scraping knuckles, shooting dice, trying to make that paycheck. He getting them coming in easy. So,
yeah.
Nigga, all that tough, rough shit, he done killed it. This nigga Mayweather, he boxed since he's been a baby. This nigga box. He know how to throw punches in directions you don't know how to move your arm. But if you did, you pull a muscle.
Oh,
damn. You feel me? So he killed
me. But T.I. know how to pull a trigger.
Right. But you know what I'm saying?
That's pop.
Right.
I believe
that, though.
You know what I mean?
Listen, any nigga can pop, and I know that for a fact. I done seen niggas with heart pop. I done seen niggas with heart don't want to pop, but carry one like they gon' pop.
Right.
And I done seen scared niggas close their eyes, bro, and hit everything they were supposed to.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So anybody can shoot, man. It's the nigga behind the gun. You feel me?
All day.
Like, T.I. getting money. He getting money. We ain't gonna knock him. He getting money. But nigga, he ain't on that gangster shit.
He ain't getting that Mayweather money.
Right, he ain't getting that Mayweather
money. That Mayweather money.
But he getting that money. He getting that Mayweather money. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, he got more cars than half these niggas still trying to pay back on their advancements. You feel me?
Exactly.
Which I never got that shit neither, man. You know what I'm saying? The song, they play it on the radio, so you know I gotta hear it. But this is not a nigga that I follow. The nigga Drake. He had some shit. I heard a song where he said, I just got paid like 8 advances. Goddamn. I would have said goddamn too, nigga, because 8 motherfuckers, 8 different advancements of money just been given to you, and now, nigga, you got to go make this shit for real to pay it back.
He got a right
to
be. He got a right to be gay.
That's
and
why, but that's
shit.
Why he said goddamn. Because he like, nigga, I done took 8 motherfucking advancements.
Giving him money.
Right. Now, if people stop listening to his music, how you gonna make that money to get back to him?
He already got enough followers, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, he like a Lil Wayne.
But
he
I ain't gonna
like
lie
Lil
to
Wayne
listen,
leaving
bro,
fucking
I ain't,
babies
but,
ass.
But listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. Just like when they said Pac was the best, they said Biggie was the best. Everybody was following everybody. Every generation.
No, Pac was the best.
But listen, every generation. I say Biggie, I love Big. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga
B.I. I love
B.
Biggie too.
But
Pac was before that.
Niggas say every generation
mm-hmm.
gonna follow a different musician. Male, female, different model, different actor, different actress, you know what I'm saying? But for the time of now, I think that nigga Kendrick Lamar, man, we down to the last 90 seconds, a minute
Kendrick
and a half.
Kendrick Lamar in the building, the young freestyler before he was ever known, he was ripping up shit.
Right, the boy got flows.
I ain't gonna knock him.
Can't
Oakland
knock,
nigga, I think he's from Oakland.
Man, listen, bro. I like YG, too. I like YG. YG, hey, that's a young nigga.
I like motherfucking Lil Boosie. This
yeah.
old thugging ass, he don't give a fuck ass, take his charge ass.
Lil Boosie act like a lot of my niggas.
Ass
I like
ass
Lil
nigga. You feel me?
On some now, we down to the last minute to spin it. You win it, you grin it. Why was you the shit? If you called in, you called in. If you didn't, you can check it out in the archives, baby. We going it. It's jumping. This is what we do. Every
day,
watch out for the next show. Your boy, N.A., coming all the way from the Gem City to bring you this. With the street comedian, Drew Deasy, coming all the way from Troy, Ohio, to the studio tonight.
Yeah.
Show.
All day.
We encourage everybody to keep it gangster, man. Get affiliated with N.A., man. We growing. We thousand strong. We in Florida. We in Texas. We in California, man. We going. We don't turn nobody down, bro. We trying to get everything jumping. We trying to get the truth out here, get knowledge in your ears, bro. We ain't talking about strap up with no vest and no guns and try to overtake
none
nothing.
Of that.
We talking about using your mind, trying to influence our communities to become better, not just on a racial, worldly thing, to get everybody involved, bro. That's what we do here, man. We love y'all, bro.
Holla back.
We love y'all. Keep your heads up, man, and see how it do, bro. We out.
Production, ESB.com. Make your purchase now.